We're rolling.
Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story commenced November 26, 1945, 75 years ago. We still feel the impact of that day's tragic event. GIs were being discharged just after the signing of the armistice for World War II. Many veterans were looking for work. Some were lucky enough to find their old jobs. Some took whatever they could find. One young veteran who had served 20 months in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska operating various equipment from Jeep, buses, and bulldozers found work here in Chelan driving school bus. His name was Jack Randall. He was married and the father of a 3-year-old son. It was he at the wheel of the 25-mile Creek Grange bus that careened into the lake off the South Shore Road to Chelan that first school day after the Thanksgiving holiday. I'd like to do that paragraph again.
Yep.
His name was Jack Randall. He was married and the father of a 3-year-old son. It was he at the wheel of the 25-mile Creek Grange bus that careened into the lake off the South Shore Road to Chelan that last school day
You can pick it up wherever you want.
Okay. It was he at the wheel of the 25-mile Creek Grange bus that careened into the lake off the South Shore Road to Chelan that first school day after the Thanksgiving holiday. The weather that day had deteriorated into a snowstorm. By the time Randall approached the cliffs along the lake, visibility was poor and snow coated the road. Though the bus did not have chains, it was said to have new winter tread tires. The bus skidded into the lake with 21 people aboard, 19 children and 2 adults. 16 of those people, including the driver, drowned, 9 of whom were never recovered. On the next school day, there were 7 vacant desks in the Lakeside Grade School classroom. I found this poem by Myrtle Hutchings in the Historical Society archives. It's entitled, A Promise to the Bereaved Parents of the Recent Tragedy. My heart was filled with sorrow, my lips completely numb. Throughout the day and night, I sought the sleep that would not come. My eyes were red with weeping. Oh, why was fate so stern? Can it be that we profit more by hard lessons we must learn? Then in the deep, dark hours of night, a vision came to me. I saw grief-stricken parents in groups of 2 or 3, huddled there on the lakeshore, where their loved ones had just gone down. Then Christ appeared before them, a halo for a crown. He placed cool hands upon their brows and spoke to them tenderly. Grieve not, O stricken parents, but leave them now to me. And there, neath the placid waters, I will fold them to my breast, and cradled in my loving arms, they shall have peace and rest. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller, and we still remember.